a broadcast or a webinar, a live webinar, very, very powerful. Sunday, September 7th, you can register with a link somewhere in this video, regardless of where you're watching us. But today I want to interview my number one, student in the world, on top of more than 1,000 people in 69 countries, my daughter, Tarmé Murillo Gondaga, and we're going to talk about books and something else too, like the process of how she thinks about, when she's writing and stuff like that. In 2024, remember, we look at that camera over there.
Oh, okay.
In 2024, so we want to make sure that people understand that the importance of content and the importance to owning the content. So first of all, introduce yourself. People, they might don't know who you are, even to know. So who are you?
Who I am?
Yes.
I am Tarmé Murillo Gondaga, world-renowned best-selling author since I was 7 years old.
Wow! I like that. Let's stop. I like that. Let's stop to make some noise about what you're saying. This is some powerful stuff. What you say right there?
Yeah.
That's some powerful stuff. You say like what? You are what? A best-selling author since you were
7 years old.
7 years old? My God. This is serious.
Ew, The Alchemist.
No, The Alchemist, we're going to put that. So people are not ready for that, We're not ready for that. Can you repeat, please? So who are you?
Who I am?
Yes.
I am Tarmé Murillo Gondaga, best-selling author since I was 7 years old. Yeah.
Okay, so now, can you tell people, if you don't know who you are, how in the world you start writing when you were 7 years old, and who got the genius idea to think that you can be an author? Can you tell us about that?
Of course. Okay. So, before I say anything, I hope all of you are having a good day, and I hope that you are staying with the Lord. In this 2024, don't you guys worry, you're going to be super cool as long as you stick with God and do your passion. But how I became an author? Well, it all started with a teddy bear that I had. I found my talent when I was 4 years old. I wrote a little note explaining why they should get my stuff back when they took it away when I was on punishment. And that's pretty much when it started. Okay. When I would think about stuff and problems around the world, I would be like, how do I express myself? And then it goes from my mind to paper. It just flows out. It's just a connection from the pen. From my mind to the pen, when I just write, it just flows out.
Okay, that's very important because most people adult when they write, most of the time they write on a computer. So your mom have to write on a note on your notepad, and from notepad to the computer. So you think it's easier for you and maybe for somebody else that when you have an idea to take a piece of paper and write. Do you think there's a certain connection between a pen and a paper? And if yes, why?
Well, I believe that yes, because with the pen and paper, you can write a whole book. And I was just saying, when you have ideas and you want to jot them down, you don't want to forget them. You're like, oh my gosh, I could put some shoes on so my feet don't get wet. You write it down for tomorrow, and that's your idea. But when it comes to world problems, ideas like bullying and racism, I would just think about it in my head and I would just write it down. So I think that there is a connection between pen and paper because the pen has ink, that's all it has. But when you write, you have an establishment on the paper,
That's good. Yeah. And so now, there's a lot of, you're 14 years old, you're about your first year in high school, you have one first semester in high school. Do you think that it will help some students, can be high school or middle schooler, to express themselves, whatever they have in their mind on a piece of paper, and why? Why do you think it will help them as a young person now, the way the world is and your interaction, you guys don't really talk to. It's not like when we grew up, I was 14, 30 years ago. Even when I said, wow. And, the interaction was different. So now we're in 2024, how it is, the interaction between you know, young people and stuff like that? And how important do you think it is for somebody between the age of 10 and 14 to write what they're thinking about?
Okay. The reason why it's important to write down what you're thinking is because you don't want to tell nobody what you're thinking, because you think it might not be right. But the only one who's not going to judge you is your pen and your paper. So you need to write that down and get that out. Even if people judge you, it doesn't matter, because there's always going to be people who are judging you. Just like if you kill one spider, there will always be a million other spiders that you can't kill, because they're everywhere. So you should always just like write it down how you feel, because your brain, holding it in your brain, doesn't do nothing for you except make you mad. You'd be like, ugh, I think this every day. But yes, that's why you should write it down every day, because it's good to express yourself, because that's how you get like better in your craft.
Okay, so that's great. So, you know, to encourage, and later on, of course, you know, during the year, the next conference we're going to have, Tom is going to, you know, conduct a workshop for young creative, you know, so just be ready, and we're going to do more. It's going to be more in that podcast with me. And so sometimes I'm going to be by myself. Sometimes it's going to be with Danita, my spouse. And I'm going to have a virtual, invitation, because I have clients from everywhere. So most people are not going to be able to fly into in Atlanta, but we have technology where we can invite them in and they can partake to the conversation about reformation leadership. Reformation Leadership Podcast is a podcast where it's about reformation. It means that we have to change the way we see things, the way we do things. It's leadership. Leadership is everything. It's family, business, self-development, God, and, you know, your spiritual relationship and stuff like that. But everything needs to change in a way, in the tools that we use to communicate with each other. So it's so important for us to have that. And this is why, you know, I will go and give more strategy about podcasts and books and webinar and social media and AI tools, because it's so important for us to going into 2024 that not only we are aware of these new tools, but we have to learn how to use it. But the most important of that, most important is like we have to understand the purpose behind this kind of stuff. The purpose. You've been traveling with me in some countries and with your mom. You remember when we went to Belgium and, you know, people walk up to you and you remember like the first time we got out of the cab, somebody screamed, "Welcome to Belgium, Coach Darcy," remember?
Yeah.
As soon as we get out of the cab, it's like, woo! So you saw with your own eyes the global impact that what we're doing here from the studio, from this house. You see when we went to Gabon and people buying your book, and when we went to Paris a couple of times and people buying your books, so very important. Can you tell, you know, for people who never really been overseas, that the importance that what we are doing here on the internet, how it translated all around the world, and never think that you do just do something here? Like, how many times I show you a picture of the kids you don't know in some countries holding your book? Like, what? So can you explain the importance? Because like, they need to come to the webinar, but we need to understand the purpose and the importance to have your content in multiple languages around the world, because you do.
Okay, so thank you, Dan, first of all.
Yeah.
So basically, the reason why, like, I always have to, like, translate when I'm saying and stuff is because purpose doesn't have a language, because everyone can do it.
Mm.
But, like, the language I'm speaking, not everyone knows it.
Mm.
So I have to, like, translate it into, like, lots of languages. And I would think sometimes I would be like on Google Translate, like trying to learn new French words. Oh, hi, Miss Olivia. How are you?
Yes, you have some comments with Olivia, with Carisha, McDaniels, and some other people on LinkedIn and on YouTube as well. And hello for people in replay. You know, we just started like that. That's really the first, it's really the second episode of my podcast. You know, I really want to start talking about different things like that, because I want people to understand that. And you say something so crucial that I want you to go back, and you say, like, what pushed you to say purpose doesn't have a language? Can you go deeper? As soon as French, please.
Okay, so what I was saying about, like, purpose doesn't have a language is because when people want to do stuff that they love, and they share it with everyone, they would be like, oh, you're trying to make cupcakes? Don't you already do that because you're French? But yeah, like, people are always judging you because of where you're from. And that's why I say that purpose doesn't have a language. It's inside you. Like, purpose doesn't have a language, so we should stop hating on each other just because we're doing something that is
different.
Yeah.
Okay, that is something is different. And so glad that she's saying that, especially for adults. Maybe you have a gift, you have something, and you want to express yourself, and you hesitate. It's like, you know, maybe I'm not going to have enough like, or people might not going to watch. And, you know, remember when I always talk about, like, it's not about the likes, it's about the impact. And you saw, like, the impact that we have on people all around the world, even here in the United States, or when you go to France, or you go to Gabon, Cameroon, or Canada, or the French West Indies. Now, you know, you have a new book, complete, you cannot save a title. Okay, you cannot save a title, but I want you to talk about how important, how, especially me and your mom, how we push you so hard to finish that book and how long it took you to finish that book. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Okay, so basically, I was supposed to finish my book a while ago, like when I was still in eighth grade, which was like last year, but it took me so long. Because when I got out of 8th grade, I had run into, like, lots of situations. Like, I had unfaithful friends, people who hurt me. Like, the whole 8th grade, like, there was this one girl who didn't like me, and I just didn't respond to her. And she turned the whole 8th grade against me. So, I felt like, everything was against me, and it was hard. So, I stopped writing, because I felt like, I was like, what's the point? Nobody likes me, so it doesn't even matter. But then, and sometimes I would just, like, cry and stuff, and I would be like, what am I going to do and stuff? Because I love writing, but I don't want to because I don't want people to hurt me. Because I just had, like, a lot of friends that I lost. Like, even now, I don't have that much friends. I don't have as much friends. Some people might be popular, but I'm not popular. Like, I only have, like, 3 friends in my school right now. But it took me a while to finish my book because it was like a healing process from when I was transitioning to middle school and to high school, like learning like my self-worth and self-improvement. And my mom came to me and she said, Tally, you have to write this book. I have the chance to write the book many times. Like, if I wanted to, the book would be out by, like, I don't know, like 2023 at least, like 23, like last September, right? And the truth is that I was getting too self-conscious about my writing, because the thing that people will do to you, sometimes you'll do it to yourself. Like, some people will be like, what are you even talking about, Talmer? Your stuff makes zero sense. And I would just look at my writing, and if they saw something that didn't make sense, I wouldn't type it. And I'll just be like, Mom and Dad, I don't want to release this because some people are going to say it doesn't make sense. And I want everyone to understand. And I held back for a while because I felt like my writing wasn't perfect enough for you guys. Because I love you guys. I want you guys to love me. I want to love you. So, but I felt like my writing wasn't perfect enough. So that's why I didn't finish it for a while. But just like, I think it's sometime December. Like, just then, I pushed through because I realized I have to get that book out because I really want to buy some stuff. So, I pushed through. I finished my book, which you guys will see soon, because I realized that nothing is perfect. Nothing is perfect here. Like, literally nothing. The only thing that's perfect is God and Jesus. Good. And not me.
It's so powerful. I want you to hear from the child, because, like, sometimes when I talk, some people think that, I mean, even my daughter, I feel like, I know that you look at me like I'm some alien, I mean, it's stuff, like I do videos or how long I spend in the office. So it seems like when I talk to people sometimes, they look at me like I'm an alien, or it's so easy for Coach Darcy what he's talking about. So I want them to hear from you to the way we push, the way I push myself, the way my spouse push herself, that's the same way we push our daughter. Because it's not about, it would be so easy. She asked me a lot of stuff. It would be so easy for me just to give it to her. I said, no, I'm not going to give it to you. I want you to learn the power of discipline. the power of pushing through. And I believe that sometimes we want to help our kids, but I believe we handicap our kids. And I want her to know it's possible. And I always told her, because I'm the one who drop her at school in the morning most of the time, I always telling her, that's our time when I coach her, I tell her, I said, look, life is about, it's not about who's smarter. Life is about the one person who got the idea and the power to be consistent enough to see that idea come true. I believe that I already told you that most people are smart. But the separation between everybody and the higher achievers is the people who stick to the plan regardless of what's going on, regardless of the challenges. You see, your dad is, you know, sometimes you saw me, how many times you saw me like in an office and you come in the morning and you say, oh, Dad, you were in the office all night? You can't even count how many times I did that. But that's how I was able to produce things. But now, guess what? You have it. How many times you saw your mom go into her office at 3 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning? You
can't count. A billion times.
Exactly. So now we want to translate that work ethic to you. And the reason why I'm doing that reformation podcast, I want people to understand it's not just about strategy. It's not just about that. It's about learning how to push through. When God puts something in you guys, push through it. And the reason why I'm doing that webinar is going to be in English only on Sunday at 8:30 is because like I want people to understand that how it's so important. And like again, I know you're tired, but like what I said, you're tired already.
But
like
I say,
yeah, like we are here, so you cannot just do it like.
I'm not tired. It's just when I yawn, my eyes.
Tears. Yeah, but like when you're like, oh, I mean, I see that you're about to fall. So,
nah.
So you know, you remember we are TV. We are TV. So, it's so important. And I you know what I teach guys, that's what I live. So I don't want you to think like it's just like a marketing webinar. Even if I'm going to market my coaching program for a year. I want you to come and learn. And I believe that I will have a special guest on my webinar. You know, we're going to talk about different aspects of content monetization and content creation. I don't want you to think that when you come online, you have to post and hope. I want you to post from a purpose. I want you to create from a purpose. I want you to think about helping maximum people with a purpose beyond, understand that's a God-given gift. And I don't want you to be spiritually or intellectually constipated. Like you cannot come up with what you have because you don't understand how to utilize the tools that we have, artificial intelligence, to be able to put your product out and develop a system. And that system will work for you. And you're not going to have to just depend on somebody to like you to produce. But it's going to come from the inside, and there's people in the world who need to hear your voice. And so it's not like the way it used to be complicated to be technical. Now there's so many tools where you don't have to be technical. So you're going to hear more from us, more from Talmer and I, and more from myself, more from Danita. I finally have my website in English, reformationleadership.com. It's like, you know, 75% complete, but enough for you to go there and to have an idea of what you're about. I'm about to add way more things to it, but it's enough for you to go there and register. And of course, if you haven't got my book yet before you come to America, you better, you know, go get it and understand my story. You know, I have the English and the French version. So do what you have to do. You can, it's instant download. Don't need to go to Amazon. And that's something I'm going to talk about too. How it's important. It's good to have your book on Amazon, but it's not enough. Okay, it's not enough. You need to be able to have, you know, to be able to sell your book somewhere else. So thank you so much. What we're going to do, we're going to take two questions. I don't know who is there. We're going to take two questions. So if somebody have a question for me or for Tamer, and then we're going to go. Because I believe I can hear Ogo. I believe Ogo may be looking for you or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's my six-year-old son, so.
My little man.
Yeah, so if you have any questions, put it in the chat. If not, we're going to go.
Yeah, Q&A, bring it on.
Yeah, so just, you know, we can answer some questions. Do not hesitate.
Feel free to ask questions. No. But if not, I'm gonna go to bed.
Okay, guys, so what are we gonna do? We're gonna play a little 30 seconds, let people write. You know, sometimes it takes time for people to write. That 30 second outro, there's a song that you like. That you like too. And then after that, if nobody wrote something in the chat, you know, we're gonna go. Okay?
Oh, the outro music?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, there's one.
Okay, how to create more impact on social media. So how to create more impact on social media is like the question is good, but let's just remove more, because you're going to put pressure on yourself to create more impact. Start thinking about how you can make a difference. Okay, we change that to make a difference. And to make a difference is less pressure on you. You have to increase your authenticity. So you have to reintroduce yourself and let people know why what you have to say is so important and how somebody else might need to hear what you have to say. How somebody else might need to hear what you have to say. Okay? So that's number one. Number two, you need to establish a frequency of when are you going to communicate and for how long. And number three, you need to build a structure to make sure that you can build a rapport with people and to know who they are beyond social media. That's something I'm going to talk about in details also during my webinar, is that we need to stop counting on just building an audience on social media, because we don't own that audience. So we need to figure out a way how to transfer that section of people who are on social media for people from a social media audience to a tribe outside social media. So when I talk about outside social media, I talk about a structure, a way for people to be able to get into it.
Auntie Christina!
Yeah, Auntie Christina. So
hi! We love you!
So that's very important, okay? So like Christina was saying, you reintroduce yourself. And then I want you to have a frequency every Monday, every Wednesday, or every Friday. Now, with the way social media consumption is, you know, if you try to build something, I will, you know, produce something 3 times a week, or create a podcast of 30 minutes or something like that, and then make sure that you segment that podcast into reels. That every, you know, maybe every 48 hours, but even when you have a reels, you want to make sure that you have what I call a digital headquarters. So after somebody watch your video, a reels, 1 minute, 30 second, a post, where can they go to get more of that? And that cannot be coming back on social media. You have to give them a snippet. It should be a place where people can go and just consume your content on demand. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 piece of content. How do you think you can make a difference on social media from your point of view of a 14-year-old? I really want to know from your point of view. Don't think about what daddy is thinking about, but like as a young person, how you will think an adult can use a social media? What platform do you feel like, you know, what person can use to make a difference? Go ahead. Just what you think. I want to know what you think.
Like what platform?
Mm-hmm.
Like what platform?
Yeah, what platform and what they need to use to have impact as a 14-year-old. I'm 45, you're 14, so I want you to know, as you, that's me, the corporate mind and stuff like that, but you, as a 14-year-old, how you gonna you can tell an adult how to have an impact on social media. That's your world more than us.
Love you too. I'm Auntie Christina. So basically what I think, to like create more of an impact on social media, stop following trends.
Hmm.
Because everyone does them. Like, even if you don't mean to, you do them because that's just like a default mind. Oh, if I do this, then people will pay attention to my videos. Because, like, if you don't do trends, you're the trend. Because, like, people will pay more attention to you because you're doing stuff that's not, like, the same as everyone else. Like, you see people dumping water around their head, you'll be like, oh, if I dump water on my head and put the link on the video, then that's not following the trend. That's doing what I'm doing. No. You need to do something that no one has done. And that's how people pay attention to you. Nobody's going to care if you keep doing the same trend as everyone. You're just a part of that huge army of clones. You need to stop following trends and do your own thing.
Wow. You're a huge army of clones. I never heard that before. Army of clones. Wow. So, wow, it's powerful. Now, what platform a person needs to use? Writing content, pictures, or videos, and where?
Okay, so I prefer like the two most go-to platforms. I would say maybe Instagram, because everyone's on Instagram. Maybe even TikTok, because people vibe with TikTok all the time. I would say the best one is TikTok, because you can play around a little bit, have fun, create your own trend. But when you get all serious and professional, you need to go on YouTube. That's just me.
Wow. I mean, you know, I'm so happy. I'm so speechless. So you've been listening to my stuff. Okay. So, I mean, I'm impressed. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're super ready. You're super ready. She's super ready. She's super ready. Yeah, we're going to do more of that. Yeah, give me five.
Yeah. We're doing this on live. Hold on.
Oh, it's so fast. So, you know, usually she always beats me because we're so close. We're gonna do that, you know, after camera. But guys, I'm so happy. What you wanna do? You wanna do a video?
You
No, he said I wanna do a video. No, you cannot come online. Oh, okay, wanna come online. You said you wanna do a video? You wanna do a video?
Hi.
You wanna do a video?
Hi, yo girl, say hi.
Hi.
You want to do your video to go?
Yes.
Okay. You see, everybody want to do video now. So it's time for us to go. We have fun. Click on the link below and we see you Sunday, January 7 at 8.
You guys are beautiful. We love you. We love you so much.
Bye.
Bye. Good night.